Father, I just want to thank you, Father God, this morning for everything that you've given us, Father. We just want to thank you. Every blessing that comes, Lord, comes from you, Father. Lord, we are honored, Lord, to be blessed. We are honored to be blessed this morning, even our own lives, Father God. We can breathe this morning. We thank you, Father. Lord, I dedicate my mind, my lips, and my tongue, and my eyes to you, Father God. And everything inside me, Lord, will bow down before you. And I pray, Father, that whatever I speak will only come from you. Nothing shall come from my own flesh or my mind. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to Luke. The Gospel of Luke. I gave this message to, God spoke to me when I was there itself. The second message I gave to the pastors in this thing. So this morning I've modified a little bit so that we can give us, all of us, the light that God is God for us. Amen. God has got something. He's making something for us. And let us catch the fire. Amen. Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, and we will start from there. Amen. Then the Lord, verse 6 says that, then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect with who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Amen. Will he really find faith on earth? That's the question. Amen. There are things in our life that we do in our daily life. We know about faith. My message will be short today, don't worry. All right? You want short messages. But I pray it will be like a bullet to go through your heart and your mind and change our life.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Amen. See, this God is asking us, what kind of faith God can find? When the Son of Man comes, the kind of faith that he's looking for, what kind of faith? If tomorrow God knocks at the door, I'm looking for faith, 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 faith. What would you say to him? What would you and I will say to him? Oh God, I've got faith. I've learned all the scriptures in faith. Well, Paul was a great man of faith. He's written about faith so much. And Romans can speak about faith. And every scripture talks about faith. And I practice faith every day. Is that what you do? We do practice. How many of us don't practice faith? Wow, looks like I'm the only one. Practicing faith is something that we look for every day. Sometimes some of us will say, the things that we have in our life, that we have faith, yes, we have faith. You know, God puts a scripture right in front of you, and he tells you, after telling about a woman called a widow, who was asking for justice with a judge. If you look from verse 1 onward, he talks about a widow in chapter Luke chapter 7, 18, verse 1. He talks about a widow. He talks about a widow who is a parable of the widow who was asking for justice from the judge. The judge was a wicked judge. And after all this, he says one parable, would Son of Man find faith? Didn't that woman have faith? Did she have faith? Yes. What kind of faith she had? Brothers and sisters, faith is important. How many of us confess faith? How many of us confess faith every day? How many of us, you all don't confess faith? You know, sometimes you come to me and he says, "Dear sister, brother, faith, faith, have faith, have faith. Something will happen." It's faith by doing something. We have to do faith so that we can get something out of something. God has given faith. There are a few kind of faith in the Bible you can find. Number one, you'll find faith. What kind of faith we talk about? Faith has become religiosity. What faith do you belong to? They tell you, I'm a Muslim, I'm so-and-so, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Hindu, or a Buddhist, or I'm a Christian. That's faith. Is that right? People ask you, what faith are you? So what belief do you have? Whom do you trust? Whom do you look up to? That's faith. Is that right? That's one of faith. The other faith is, we call that mountain-moving faith. Didn't Jesus say that? You know, when you pray and you have mountain, you've got a faith like a mustard seed, the mountain, you can move mountain. You tell this mountain, throw yourself into that sea, he'll throw himself. Is that right? Did Jesus say that? Jesus confessed it. He said, you must have faith. The faith that you must have is able to move the mountains. Our practice of faith daily is not the faith what God, man of God, son of God is looking for in the day. Faith we have. We know that there is an amount of faith. That is faith that when we start moving in our lives and we have faith, that we confess faith every day. I confess faith. The other one is not only confessing faith, you do faith. How do you do faith? I know, Lord, I know you're going to do this. I know, I declare today I'm going to do this. You're going to do this for me. I know, Lord, I'm believing in you. I'm trusting in you. And I know that, Lord, you're going to do this something for me. You are confessing faith and you're doing by saying that, yes, I must have faith and I would like to do this faith and I will do the faith. Amen? How many of you is that kind of faith you have? Now, what is mountain-moving faith? Mountain-moving faith is a faith that is expression of faith. It's just an expression of the faith. Mountain-moving faith is the end result. That is the expression of faith. That will go and stand in front of the mountain and say, mountain, move out. The problem in front of me, move out from me. With faith, you pray and definitely it moves out. That's called mountain-moving. It's an expression, the end result of a faith. Do you agree with me? You see, the end result. Mountain-moving faith is the end result. But what Jesus is looking for, something else. He didn't say that you must have faith, and faith should be something that is different. Faith is not for doing some project or doing some, faith is getting some projects. We've got a brother here who says, I've got a project here which is coming. Faith, I've got faith that a project is going to come. I believe that project is coming. I've got a faith that we will have the building very soon in our church. That's faith. It's a project. We want this project to be done. We have got a faith, Lord, that, Lord, my job will be able to get. That's a project of getting a job. Is that right? We have a project. So faith is to get something in your project. To get a, that's not what God is looking for. Or getting something done is not what God is looking for. But God is looking for something else more than that. There must be an element of faith in everything that we do. There is an element. Today you are here by faith saying that today I'm going to hear a message. Is that faith? That's an element of faith. When you come here today, from morning you started a car, say, I will take my car and drive to the church and nothing will happen to my car. That's faith. That's element of faith. Morning, you know, you make an appointment tomorrow for tomorrow morning's appointment and you say, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning I'll meet you, Pastor, in the church. But you know, you made an appointment yesterday. How sure are you you'll be here? By faith you did it. It's an element of faith. That element of faith is inside us. But is that what God is looking for? Of course, we need faith every time. Right in our life. Faith is something, it's not just an expression. It's not something we do. But faith is more than that. Faith that the Son of God is looking for is more than that. What kind of faith is he looking for? Brothers and sisters, if you look at these apostles in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, he talked about a faith he has got. He says, what kind of faith? You know, he says, no, the faith is like this. He said, how many times must I forgive those who offend me? And Luke, he expands it further. Luke chapter 17 verse 5, he expands it further. And he says, when Jesus said that you must forgive the people you have offended you, 7 times 70. That's about 490 times in a day. Hello? In one day, 490 times, if somebody offends you, you must say, okay, I forgive you. From the beginning of time, that is 12:01, midnight, until going to sleep at midnight, you have to forgive 490 times. How many times do we forgive? The one small thing is keeping you all the way. That so much so, you can't even forgive others. Because that obstruction, I hate this person. Up there, I see him, I will definitely, this James, I'll kill him. This James is too much. Everything is up there, hard. And then suddenly come and say, sister, I forgive. I know yesterday I did something, forgive. Now what is that, forgive? This James is too much. You see, one sin in your life of forgiveness holds on to the other forgivenesses. That's why Jesus is very clear. He said 490 times in a day you start forgiving. Amen? So, what was the response of the disciples? What was the response of the disciples? In Luke, you'll find that in chapter 17, you'll find that very clear he says it. What is the response of the apostles? He says, God, give me that kind of faith. That kind of faith is very difficult to have. How can you have that kind of faith? If you've got a husband who scolds you, you must forgive 490 times. Can you just imagine? You divide the 12 hours, multiply by 60 minutes, and then say, multiply by 60. How many would you get? So every few seconds, you must start forgiving people. Right? Every few seconds, you must forgive people. Otherwise, you cannot reach 490. So how to have this? Peter always is a little bit slow in his thinking. And suddenly he would have said, God, I don't have that faith. Give me that faith. That is the kind of faith he's looking for. What is that faith he's looking for? He's looking for a faith that is not confessing, that is not doing something. But of course, you know, when you start praying, Romans talks about faith. And he says, because of faith, is Abraham has been received, released the thing that he has received, the fatherhood of all the nations because of faith. But Abraham too has failed, you know. If you look at Abraham's life, he failed. He failed God. Why? God told him, I'll give you a son, and from your flesh will have so many. He knows it's from Sarah. It's not from the other woman from Egypt. When the wife was asking him, Sarah was asking him, no, you have this woman. He could have said, he's a man of faith. He said, no, my God is so good, and I know what to do. I know my God will give me my son from you, Sarah. He didn't say that. Did he say that? He was happy to see the woman. Probably he was still sexy. Or younger than Sarah. Right? So I believe, you see, that's faith. That's a test of faith. Of course, you look at the bigger things of Isaac and Abraham. When he went up and he says, Lord says, give me your son. He really did. That was the faith. That's a mountain moving faith. Do you understand what I'm saying? God, I know, Lord, if I slaughter this man, this child of mine, you take it away, you'll surely give me another one. Because bear in mind, Isaac already had one son, Ishmael. Hello? There was a faith in him. Mountain moving faith. A faith that God will not fail him at that point in time. That's mountain moving. That's the end of the result. Brothers and sisters, in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, verse says that the just shall live by faith. What does it mean by the just will live by faith? Is our life, are we just people that we will live by faith every moment of our life? How many of us have that kind of faith? Do we have that kind of faith? Every moment of our life we have that faith. I know things will be alright. I know things will be alright. But what we do is, hello, Brother O'Neill, you know what? I've got this room of mine flooding now. Can you come over now? Hello, Sister Joyce. Do you know anyone now who can come and repair or take away the rat up there in my room? Please, la, help me, la. I'm scared of cockroaches and rats. How many is the kind of faith? Faith is not what he's looking for. This is not the kind of faith he's looking for. He's looking for more than a faith. If you read the woman that you saw in the widow, he talks about a parable of this woman, but this woman actually camped at the door of the judge. Hello? The word is she camped. She stayed at the door of the judge. The judge comes out, I want justice for my case. Probably she goes out to the car or even to the donkey ride to take the donkey ride. Hey, I want my justice. She encamps. So the main entrance of the door, there's only one entrance. He cannot go out. Exit also one entrance. She camped right in front of the door. And she said, I want to live in this place that I until I get my justice. Hello? The message is very clear. She lived a life of faith. She lived a life of faith. How do you live a life of faith? How do you and I live a life of faith? As a pastor itself, sometimes you see, that day the church was robbed into, broken into. You started sitting down here. I even brought the day once I brought my golf stick here, hoping to get the Steve who comes here next time. What if you had a gun? Can you just imagine? As I'm preaching to you, I'm also preaching to myself. We understand that. God is a God of mighty goodness. God is a God of power. God is a God of His will. Is that right? You believe that? Do you believe, really believe that? Now, how do you define faith? What kind of faith is looking for? Let's take Hebrew chapter 10, verse 22. Can you all read? Can somebody read? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Can somebody read from your Bible, Brother Joseph? Okay. Brother O'Neill?
Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
Amen. The faith, I want to read from the Expanded Amplified Bible. Amplified Bible says this. Let us all come forward, right? Let us all come forward and draw near with true, meaning of true is honest and sincere. The meaning, he gives a meaning or a description of truth, they're talking about honest and sincere. Hearts with unqualified assurance and absolute conviction engendered, E-N-G-E-N-D-R-E-D, engendered by faith. By faith. Now, the Amplified Bible gives a verse here which explains what faith is talking about. It says, faith is like this. By that leaning of the entire human personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in his power, his wisdom, and goodness. Now, I want to repeat again. Faith is described as the leaning of the entire human personality. Okay, human personality. You know what's personality of a person? It's not only the physical body, your soul, your mind, your emotions, and your will, and your spirit is a consumption of the entire personality of a man. It's leaning onto God, on God, in absolute trust. So absolute trust means there is no defining of a hairline of crack that you have got some other doubts. Absolute trust on God's power, wisdom, and goodness. Amen. Brothers and sisters, what does he mean by this? The entire body, ourselves, the entire totality of ourselves, in our work, in our daily life, in our things that we do every day, and we just live by it, and we have to live a life every day saying that I entirely lean on God and not on anybody else. I only have this God and I trust Him so much. A trust is important. If you are a husband and wife, a friend, or even brothers and sisters, we are here. When we lose trust, we have lost that person's confidence. Do you believe that? How many of you have that? How many of you have that problem? Why, it looks like all of you don't have that kind of problem. Looks like James only always has a problem. This James, something's wrong with him. You see, we have to trust. There are a lot of times that we trust people. We trust our own family members. We trust people. The trust element is very important. Trusting, what does it mean trusting? Trusting means say, give everything to the person and say, like, I know you can do it. I know you will take care of me. A trust of a baby, a child upon the father, if he sits down, there's no baby here. Is there any baby here? Any children can sit on my lap? The Jeshurun baby, like, it's too big. I might go flat. Okay, I'll give an example, okay? Amen. Assuming this is, I want you to imagine, assuming I'm the father sitting down, right? I have my son on my lap or my daughter on my lap. How comfortable will my daughter be and my son be? When it's on her lap. Very comfortable. Let us say there's something, a cockroach comes down or a rat passes by. What will the child do? Hold on to the father. Does he say, no, I want to go and test it out, run around and go around like that? No. Or, oh, I'm scared, I run away to the other room. Doesn't. What he does is, cling on to the father or a mother. Do you get my picture? Are you getting my picture? Trusting is believing, that absolute believing in that person or that person, that he has control over you and he can be able to do everything for you, and trust absolutely he can give an entire life to the person. How many of us get married and trusting the spouse? How many of us get married and trust the spouse? And I know my spouse will take care of me. In good times, in bad times, in sickness and in health, in poverty and in riches. Sixer. Did they add any more? Good times, bad times, poverty, richness, good health. How many of us trust totally? I know some of you will not want to put up your hands. You are not very sure. If you put up your hands, the spouse sits there and say, I got it. Right? I want to give you an example of what I showed actually to the pastors in Indonesia. Assuming this is God. God is here. I'm going to sit down on God. The faith that I have today is like this. One bud on God, one bud outside of God. You know what's meaning bud? One bottom on God, one bottom outside of God. What happens? I start praying and praying and praying. If at all God don't answer my prayer, when he takes away my chair, when he goes away, he doesn't answer my prayer, I will still can stand on my own and still move around. Is that right? Is that the kind of faith God is looking for? God is not looking for one but faith. He's looking for a faith which is different. A faith that he's looking for when the Son of Man comes down, he's looking for a faith that is sit on God and relax. I relax like this, okay? Relax like this. Sit down. And I enjoy my juice. I enjoy my food. And I know whatever situation comes, I know and know I can only depend on God whom I'm sitting on, whom I'm trusting. If at all anything happens, he will hold me right. Because his word says so. Psalm 91 says so. He says, I will not let your feet be stumbled upon the stones. So God's faith he's looking for is a trust of people upon God that he knows and knows. And I know when I fall down, I will fall down with God. I cannot fall down alone. So if God, you're testing God, if we have with God, and when you're falling down with God, his entire power, his entire will, his entire goodness is tested. Hello? Do you understand what I'm saying? What's his power? His power of creation of the entire galaxy, the power of creation of man and woman, that his power, that even in his power that he created everything for man and everything else, everything that depends on his whole universe depends on, heaven depends on him by his light. Without his light, heaven is not heaven. Because it is goodness, heaven is not heaven. Amen. So heaven depends on his power. Heaven depends also on his wisdom. He has got all the wisdom in his life. And God, when Solomon was praying one day, suddenly he met God and he says, God asked him, Solomon, you're praying so devotedly. What do you want? Because now you're a king. He said, God, I have a big problem here. I've got a big congregation of people here and you have to rule them and they are not easy to rule. And I need wisdom. Why did Solomon ask for wisdom? Why did he ask for wealth? Because you need wisdom to rule the people of God. You cannot be a leader of another person if you don't have wisdom. You must have total wisdom from God, or the only person who has got wisdom, because God created everything in his wisdom. The word of God says in his wisdom that he created everything. There was daylight, there was nighttime, there was separation of water and earth, there was things, air that he gave. He blew breath into earth by his wisdom. That his power came into us. Hello? So everything is dependent upon his power and upon his wisdom and his goodness. He didn't create something and say, this will be what it is. But man failed him. God didn't want to kill anyone. But Cain killed his own brother. That is not a purpose of God. God does not create something to destroy. That is wisdom. His wisdom is not to destroy. His wisdom is to bless. His goodness. See how good his God is. Before God created man in his own image, he created everything. Water, sunlight, nighttime, moonlight. He created the air, he created birds, he created trees and plants, herbs, and all the food he can eat on the land, the animals, and also in the sea, also in the air, man can do as long as he can feed himself. He's good. He didn't create the man. What does the man need? Now I will create something for you. Now what does he need now? I'll create them. Only thing he created was wrong. He said, I created man lonely. Alright? And then he got the woman beside him. That's the only one we created after creation of man. Other than that, he created. He's a goodness. He didn't want man to be alone. He created woman out of man. He didn't create something new. The word of God says, out of the man he took out, he breathed, and that woman became a woman. He didn't go and say, now, let there be earth. Let there be a woman. He didn't say that. He stopped saying that after creating man. Hello? That's his goodness. He says he feels that everything has been supplied in my power, in my wisdom, and my goodness. I've given everything to the man, that he depends on my power, and he depends on my wisdom, and he depends on my goodness. What kind of faith is living? We must have and live in the faith of, in faith, so that we can see the mountain moving faith. We must live. We must breathe. We must be in an atmosphere of faith. What kind of faith do we have in our house? Negative words? Check the words we speak. Vulgar words? Check your words again. Silly words? Check your words again. Is what you see in the TV is what you're supposed to see? What kind of magazines do you have in the thing? What kind of magazine do you subscribe? Is it life-giving? Is it faithful? Is faith-giving? Are you living in an environment of faith? Let's have a checklist. Let's see our church. Are we here building people? Are we destroying people? What's the number one? What are we gathered here for? We are gathered as fellow. We are gathered as fellow citizens of the saints of God. Number two, we are gathered as members of the household of God. So you are household people of God. Why are we gathered here for? First E. To establish one another. Number two. To encourage one another. Number three. To equip one another. Don't see your notes. Number four. To evangelize. If you're not gathering this for this purpose, building another, then the faith of God we have in God, we are not living in by faith. Amen? Amen? Hello? Amen? Ouch. I pray God will give us that wisdom. That mountain moving faith does not come without living in the atmosphere of faith. We cannot have faith and say, I have faith. I confess faith. God is not looking for that kind of faith when he comes. He's not looking, Lord, I confess faith every day. Yes, by faith I live. By faith I live. By faith I live. But your actions is not all the other way around. Lord, I have this golden faith. The golden faith is, whatever I pray for, surely will come to pass. You've been good to me, God. I have that kind of golden faith. God is not looking for that kind of golden faith. In faith I healed him. In faith I cast out demon. God is not looking for that kind of faith. But is your life a faith-living life? Are you living in an atmosphere of faith? Are you breathing faith every day? Are you living in a group of people with faith? Are you in an environment? Is the environment also faithful? We must look at ourselves first. Let's look at ourselves first. God wants us to have the entire leaning of our personality, entire personality upon God, sitting upon him and saying, no, God, I know. Whatever happens, I will accept it because I have faith in you. Even I'm going through difficult times, I know, God, it's not the end, but I know somehow or other you will take me. Because end of the day, if I fall, you're going to fall with me. Because my faith is on you. Hello? Do you get what I'm getting? The woman who probably slept and camped at the door of the judge lived that kind of life. Jesus didn't say something about her, about praying. He says praying and encouragement, persistence. But God says now, I'm looking for a faith which is different. A faith that people live in faith. They will breathe faith. They will talk faith. They will see things faith. And everything is faith. God's not looking for a man that has no faith. Only times when he needs, he asks faith. With faith, I've got this problem. Say, solved. God is not looking for that kind of person. Even Abraham did not walk in that kind of personality. I want you to take to Samuel, chapter 17. 1 Samuel, chapter 17. I want you to point to a man that lived in faith. He breathed in faith. He walked in faith. Daily, his life was faith. How do you know he walked in faith? He breathed in faith. And his daily life was faith. Verse 26 will say this. When Goliath was meeting the entire Israelite camp, you will find Saul was a great victorious man, king. He went out, he killed and murdered and came back and he got everything and it was always success for him. But in the camp, there was a little boy who came there. His name is David. When he saw Goliath saying something, I like the word he said. First thing he said was, he didn't say that, you know, let me go and kill him. He didn't say anything else. But what did he ask? What did he ask? He asked something there. He said, what is the reward of the man who kills this Goliath, this giant? Hello? Can you hear what I'm saying today? He lived He lived in faith. He walked in faith. He breathed faith. He knows that God that he believes in is a God who will never let him go. So he knows exactly what. He didn't say where to get the ammunition. He didn't say what to get. What is the reward of the man who gets when he kills this man? How many of us have got that kind of faith? He didn't even say. He didn't even go and find the pebbles. He didn't have find the slings. He didn't say anything. He just out of his mouth automatically came out what? What will be done for the man who kills this? Then only ask so many other things. He knows and believes his trust is totally upon God. He knows that God can walk. He's been walking with faith every day, killing the lions, killing the wolves, taking care of the sheep. He knows he'll be victorious in this because he believes in a God. And he trusts that God who kept him all this while. And every war he went, everything that he had in the shepherd's place, in the greens on the hills, and the caves, that he knew and knew that God will not fail him. So he didn't ask for how to go and kill him. He didn't think plan. He didn't say, if I go this way, if I take 5 feet from there or 10 feet from there, let me adjust and see. All he didn't say that. He just said, what does he get when he kills this man? Amen. How many of us have got a kind of faith? We see a problem. I know I can overcome this. My God will overcome it for me. Because I'm sitting in him. If I fall, he's going to fall. Amen? That's the kind of faith God wants. A living faith. A faith which is living in him. A faith that he says, yes. Yes. I trust my Father and nothing else. I trust my Father, not on man. I don't have a trust that he says that, yes. I believe in this. I also believe in this world. When you have faith like this, when you live in faith, number one, what you'll find? That you, when you do whatever you do in faith. Number one, whatever things come in for you, it's all faith. Every action, every word, every thought that comes out is faith. That's living in faith. When he saw, he said, what is the reward? Number two, when he went out, Saul gave him, later on you'll find in the verses 9:30 until 36, you'll find that Saul gave him his armor. Saul gave the armor of his so that he can go and battle with Goliath. But David was different. He could not wear the armor. What he did, he depended on his staff and a sling. When you are walking in faith and living in faith, you will not depend on somebody else's faith. You'll depend on your faith with God. Amen? So you'll have faith because he's built his faith. He lived in faith. He lived every day in faith. So his action will be, he just pleased the king. He knows he cannot do it, but he knows he's dependent on his staff and his pouch, the shepherd's pouch, shepherd's bag, nothing else, and his sling. Amen? So when you live in faith, when you do in faith, you will not need somebody else's faith. You will not somebody else to come and pray for you. Hey, pastor, pray for me. No, the faith will keep. We are here to teach and equip people so they can be independent with God. Not upon the pastor, upon every leader here. We are making people to be independent with God. So that when you gather here, you have testimonies to talk about. No more listening to messages. Oh, pastor, I've got this testimony. Oh, pastor, I've got this testimony. Oh, let's all share this testimony. Let's rejoice in this testimony. That's what we're supposed to do. Not every day, come here every week, listen to message and sit down and warm the seat. We should live in faith. A faith that moves on wherever you are. If you are in a college or a school, your faith will be so much that the entire area will be different. When you're in business, your faith is so much that you know you don't need anybody else. Suddenly you'll see every door's open for your life. And I've seen one man in Yogyakarta. Very humble man. What he does on his right hand, the left hand does not know. What he does on the left hand, the right hand does not know. When I prayed for him, that's what the secret was. Even he does, even his brother doesn't know, his wife doesn't know. That's kind of faith he has got. That's the reason why the Lord told me, I've given him the anointing of Abraham's anointing. This man, when I prayed, I think Brother Brian can vouch for it. We were called for a dinner. A very private dinner for within a few hours. And this man was seated with this very humble man with his wife. And God gave visions after visions for him. And God said this. Remember, even before you became rich, before even at the time of your struggle, you were able to give to people and even your wife does not know till today. Immediately, the wife started crying, I was told. I didn't, because I closed my eyes, I was praying for them. The brother told me that, Pastor, this is the first time my sister-in-law ever prayed and cried because of the move of God there. That depends on God. And this man, he blesses servants of God. The conference that you see every month, somebody told me, he didn't tell, okay? Somebody in the office told me, and I think Brian was there, he spends about $10,000 just to gather the pastors every month, once a month. He doesn't tell anybody. It comes up from the thing. I extended my stay for one extra day because I wanted to go and see a friend of mine in Solo. He found out about it because I paid my card. My card was rejected. They canceled my card and said, no, it's all paid for. He's got a faith that moves mountain. That is why he's growing and growing and growing and growing. When I prayed for his factory, Brian was not there. As I entered to the factory, the door of the entrance, main entrance of the factory, is building a factory which is called International Business. It's going to many nations. And I entered in. Immediately the clouds gave way. Clouds started going away from the place. It was open sky. Clouds were this side, that side, behind, this behind me, but not on this part. Because his factory, he says, God spoke to me and says, I will not hinder any blessings. I will not hinder. Every blessing that comes upon this man will be all unhindered because he's got Abraham's blessings. When you go back and see what God spoke to Abraham, the same word spoke to him. Whoever curses him will be cursed. Whoever blesses him will be blessed and his household will be rich. Amen. We always say it's about Israel, but it's also about individual one of us. Our faith. He lives in faith. He practices faith every day. It's by faith that he lives. He gives with faith that knows that whatever he gives, it doesn't come back, but somehow or other, God will take care. And God has been blessing him because he lives in faith. Are we living in faith? When we live in faith, blessings will come true because there's no hindrance, because it becomes a normal thing. How many of us brush teeth every day? It looks like some of you don't brush teeth. How many of us brush teeth? Morning only you brush teeth, and night only you brush teeth. I go to Philippines, I always see them carrying in a handbag, the man will carry somewhere in their pocket a toothpaste, a small toothpaste, and also a brush. Every time they eat, they also brush their teeth. They'll go to the toilet, brush their teeth. All right, that's my first experience. You see, that is doing. That's not living. That's doing by faith. By faith is whenever you need, you do. Right? You have to brush teeth once in a while. Okay, morning I have faith. Evening, at home, at night, when I go to sleep, I know I'll get up tomorrow morning, I have faith. And then whenever I eat, I know I have to brush so that I will have my teeth clean so that no worms will come into my teeth. That's faith, doing faith. God says, don't do faith, live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Live every day in faith. Everything that we do, we breathe is faith. We walk is faith, we think is faith. The third thing you'll find about this man who walked in faith is that what he did, he's a leader. He knows he's a leader because he's a shepherd. Every person who's in this church is a leader by himself. God has anointed you. God has appointed you as a leader. Why you're a leader? Whether you're a leader in a home, you are a father or a mother, you're a leader. If you're a leader in the church, you can be in ministries. You can be a leader in a church, in your or business, or you can also be a leader in your working place. Whatever it is, as a Christian, you are a leader. You are a leader because you are supposed to get somebody else and lead somebody else, to disciple somebody else into Christ Jesus. Amen? So because of that, you are a leader. So when you are a leader, you must have a leader's mentality. We're living by faith. Living by faith. Every one of us lead. We have to lead somebody to God. Is that right? So when you lead somebody to God, what are you called as? A leader. A discipler. So the Lord gave me a word this year, this last week. And he says, the theme for next year for this church, Amazing Grace, is be discipled to be discipling. Discipled to be discipling. So we must be discipled, a heart of discipling. You must have a heart, leadership heart. So what did this man do? What did this young man do? You see, he went and looked for stones, pebbles. As he took the stones, he did not keep in his hands or pocket, but he kept it where? Shepherd's bag. Can you read the verse? It says, shepherd's bag. Verse 38, is it? 39, 14. Shepherd's bag. What is a shepherd's bag? It's a leader's bag. The faith in him is not about his himself walking with the pebbles. It is not on the pebble. It's not on the stones. But the leadership was his leadership leading. That he knows my God will lead me because I'm a shepherd. I'm a leader in my life. Amen? Amen? So the faith that he has got, he lived everything by faith. Because he lived by faith, a faith upon the power of God, that God is going to bring that Goliath down. He knows the wisdom of God. He knows only from the stones he can take it out, the wisdom. And then he saw the goodness of God, that when he strikes Goliath, surely God will slaughter him. And he will not be harmed. Goliath was not even able to touch one hair of his hairline. Goliath was not even able to touch one hair upon his head. That's how powerful our God is. He slaughtered him even before he could approach him. That's how powerful God is. So today I believe God is speaking to all of us. That if we walk, our security, our totalness is in God himself. If we live a life of faith, our totality, our safety is in the hands of God. And in verse 51, 52 says that when he had slaughtered Goliath, they waited for him to slaughter first. After he slaughtered Goliath, only then the Israelites stood up and ran. What does it denounce to us? as a leader in our life, in our own family, our example living in our faith will bring others into the faith. Amen? To others to live in the faith. You will become a person who is contagious, that you lead others to have the same kind of faith you have. When he led and he slaughtered, in verse 51 and 52, you'll find that the people, the whole of Israel, grows up and they ran after the Palestinians. When they ran after the Palestinians, what happened? They killed every one of them all the way. Some of them, out of running, they started dropping and falling and killed themselves. So, as a person who lives by faith, when you breathe by faith, you'll be contagious to lead others into the faith God wants us to do. So God wants you to be contagious in the faith, so that we can have that faith that will contagious touch others. They will rise up from where they are without the faith, limited faith. They have got mountain moving faith, but they will live faith, breathe faith, and every day our life will be changed. Brothers and sisters, faith God is looking for is a person who camps in faith. Like the woman who's a widow. Like David, who had that kind of faith. He is looking at the reward first, the end result, even before he goes to war. He saw the end result, the victory, before he goes to war. If we are living in faith, we will know our end result, that we are in the hands of God the Father. Everything else will be all right. Amen? Amen? How many of us want to live by faith? Live in faith. Breathe faith. Walk faith. Talk faith. Think faith. Amen. Praise God. Let's rise. Thank you, Father, for today, Lord. The revelation that we should lean upon you and trust our total personality of a human race, a human should trust in you, Lord Jesus, in confidence upon your power, upon your wisdom, upon your goodness. God the Father, you will never let anything happen to us. For you said, Lord, if the Father on earth, when the Son asks for a bread, he will not give a snake or a stone. He says, greater will the Father in heaven take care. Help us to understand that verse, Lord, that we know, Lord, a God which is greater power than the limited power of my father, the worldly father, or parents, that you have got greater powers, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this morning. We thank you that you are speaking to us. Lord, as the apostles asked, Lord, grant us that kind of faith. Lord, we pray today we'll have that kind of faith, Lord. We ask of you, Lord, all of us here, say after me, Lord, grant us that faith, that we live by faith, and I will breathe by faith, and I will talk by faith. My thoughts will be faith. My living in my household will be faith. God, give me that faith. Thank you, Father, for this morning. And I pray, Lord, we will walk and live in the faith that you're looking for, the time when you come back. Father, we pray, Father God, for everyone here, Lord. Touch everyone here today. Touch every soul here, Father God. And those who are not here in the church today, we bind and rebuke the plans of Satan, of sickness, in the name of Yeshua. We declare there is no more sickness. It will not rub away from us. Lord, we have faith in you, Lord. Not mountain moving faith. We know the sickness will go away because it does not belong to us. We know, Lord, in the new year, every sickness will flee. In this new year, Lord, as we go on, Lord, as the spiritual realm change, powers will change. And Lord, we claim, Lord, that whatever power that you have got upon us, Lord, is dependent on you, Lord. Trusting you. Everything, a Father, the wisdom that we need to live will come from you. Every goodness that we do in secret. So your word says, Lord, whatever you are rewarded in this earth, you've already received your reward. When you do something here, secretly, you'll be rewarded publicly in heaven, says the Lord. Lord, we pray, Father, we'll have that kind of faith. Faith, Lord, that we can do things and believing and trusting you in everything, Father God. We'll trust for our family. We'll trust for our health. We'll trust for the goodness, the wealth. We trust, Father God, for education for our children. We trust, Father, even our livelihood every day. Everything we trust in you, Father God. Even our relationship, we trust in you, Father. But anywhere we bring relationship with us, none shall be severe. All shall, Lord, will be intact, Lord. Strengthen. We pray, Father God, every blessing come from you. So we ask of this blessing, of this faith today morning. We'll never lack of faith. We live by faith. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please.